Okay. And, well, that's a little heavy-handed. Okay. And there that goes. That is the Facebook Live. And there goes the podcast audio. We'll figure this darn thing out.
Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them. Let me tell you something. I should go with a girl, man, about your age. I try to please her peppy all the time. Went out my way to please her peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. Say, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. Say, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like how you be yourself. Fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall. Wear handcuffs on and crazy through all their lips.
This show is fucked up.
All right. And Phoenix Kaliter, it's on you.
Welcome to the Wine Cellar. We have news, we have comments, yeah, all that good stuff. There's, obviously, we're not fucking covering that Bush funeral. I'm looking at what's trending, I'm trying to figure out where all the fucking news is, and I'm a little disappointed because most of what's happening today are trending topics about Bush. His fucking socks, the fucking service dog, his family remembering him, and like, out of 12 trending topics on social media, he is 7 of them for dying. The fuck. Anyways, so we're not covering that, so it was a little harder to find some news today. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Ugh.
But we have persevered, because that's what we do in the Wine Cellar. And we have an update on a story. Ooh, a horrible, horrible story. Yes.
Oh, that really bad one.
Yeah.
And you did the gallows humor, uncomfortable chuckle.
Yeah, because it's, you know. This is actually an update, right? So we originally covered it, and it was about the guy who basically made profiles online pretending to be a woman, and he would dress in drag and take photos and, you know, so on and so forth, and then would convince men to come over for sex and would blindfold them and then film the sexual encounters and not tell them, and then put them on a website from a server that was based in Europe, and people were paying to watch these guys unknowingly have sex with a man. And the whole, like, thing about the website, it was, like, framed as, you know, hetero man duped into having sex with another man. And so that was literally, like, the goal of the website, was to film people unknowingly having same-sex encounters and make a lot of money off of it. So we have an update on that case. We reported it when the case broke and he got arrested. But now, coming from Miami, Florida, saying she had never seen a case quite like it, federal judge Monday sentenced a South Florida man to 3 years in prison for taping himself having sex with at least 80 unsuspecting men to produce internet porn videos. I still don't know how to say this nigga's name. Brian Denumastier.
Blam.
Yep. 33, admitted to engaging in having sex with 150 men, with a little over half unaware that his production of the secret videos was happening, according to his plea agreement. The images were distributed on a Spanish-based website called Straight Boys that promised gay men videos of real straight men being conned into accepting sex acts while blindfolded or wearing blackout goggles. U.S. District Judge Cecilia Altanaga said, "It's quite unusual, and I can't say I've ever seen anything like this before." Altanaga increased Demostier's punishment by more than 1 year above the federal sentencing guidelines because she believed the guidelines were too lenient for his actual crime. But the judge did refuse to impose an 8-year sentence sought by prosecutors. Assistant public defender Darcy Houlihan asked for a sentence between 1 and 2 years, which fell within the guidelines. Denamostier, known by his screen name is Susan Leon 33326. Y'all niggas got to stop fucking with people who have all those numbers after the name. Those are usually trolls and bots. Stop fucking with those accounts.
Huh.
So Susan Leon 33326, that was his screen name. He pleaded guilty in September to 2 counts of failing to comply with record-keeping requirements when producing videos with sexual activity, which combined could carry up to 10 years in prison. But the bureaucratic-sounding violation did not begin to capture the nature of the sex video business. One victim testified in court that he and Brian, because I can't say his last name. He had sex with Brian multiple times in his homestead home, but didn't have a clue that the encounters were being recorded. The young man said, "My parents started looking at me a lot differently. They actually saw the videos. I was a laughingstock. When I saw those tapes, I attempted to take my own life." Brian followed his victim's statement, apologizing to him and all the others who answered online ads to come to his house to have sex but were unaware that he was videotaping their encounters. Some victims were drugged or unconscious during oral and anal sex, according to prosecutors. Some were tied down during sexual activity. Brian said, "I am deeply and sincerely sorry for all my actions." He added that since he had been in detention since his arrest, he had come to realize the severity of his mistakes and promised not to harm anyone again. Mistakes, nigga. Mistakes. Okay.
Mistakes. Oops. What not? And this not blindfolded, but I guess, were these folks blindfolded?
Some of them were. So he was having sex with men who knew that he was also a man. Those ones did not know that they were being recorded, although they did consent to sex with another man. A lot of the other men thought they were having sex with a woman because he would show up in drag, and then it was like, let's do some kinky shit and I'm going to blindfold you, and then he would get out of the drag and then have sex with them and record it, and they did not know he was a man, nor did they know that they were being recorded.
And that's some pretty wild shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And there's probably men out there that are like, what the fuck? That's fucked up. Yeah, that's the rape culture that women been trying to tell you about.
Yeah.
And that's a small aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this story is unique. This story is interesting. But this is a small rape culture story.
Right.
And it's only, I guess all that makes it interesting is that these men who are not prison inmates are victims.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other interesting thing about this case to me is that the shit he was charged with was, like, fucking... he wasn't charged with, like, sexual assault. He wasn't charged with sexual battery or rape or anything like that. Like, he intentionally misrepresented himself as being a woman and then engaged in sex acts with these guys as a man. And he's only in trouble for recording it without permission. It's like some, like, electronic bureaucratic bullshit of you can't film that and then send the tapes overseas without permission kind of bullshit. Like, it's that kind of paperwork. He's not charged with rape or any kind of sexual assault for this, which you'd think this would qualify as sexual assault, but that's how far behind the laws are when it comes to sexual abuse.
And Sophia Loco said theatrical rape. And, like, why I'm calling it rape, because it's not informed consent.
Right.
And also, like, look at how this motherfucker's feeding into already existing transphobia.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
More trans women than were already going to be murdered are going to be murdered because of you.
Right. And the homophobia, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, it wasn't just, like, watch two dudes having sex. It was watch a straight dude have sex with a gay dude who he doesn't know is a dude. Have sex.
Yeah.
So, like, there's definitely that homophobia aspect. So Brian was held without bond, and he was making sex tapes without knowledge and then uploading them to the Straight Boys porn website that charged customers $35 a month. He was making $3,000 a month from the Madrid-based company that owned the website. So he was getting paid $3,000 a month to rape dudes, basically.
Like, what the fuck? Sesta Foster, go get him.
They won't.
Nah, no, get those fucking women.
Get the women. And actually, this is the reason he first got arrested, was because he was having a sexual encounter with a 16-year-old male.
Okay,
and
child
that's
rape.
That's what he got arrested for, and then when they started investigating him, they found all this other shit. So for that case, he's facing a statutory rape charge, although that encounter happened in a hotel, not as part of his sex video business, and he has not been tried for that yet. But yeah, that's how they fucking found him in the first place. So yeah. Mm-hmm. That happened.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the fuck is happening.
Yes. So yeah, it was an update.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? Again, I've got no news. I basically spent all day in a fucking 9-hour meeting, so I got nothing.
A 9-hour meeting, huh?
Yeah, that's what the hell today was. Today was no damn event. That was a 9-hour meeting. Fuck those chairs.
Yeah?
All right.
Ah, shit, this is more bad news. I gotta find something in between to fucking space it out, because holy shit.
They know now.
All right, fine. We're here. We're talking about rape culture. We're fucking here. A Colorado police officer who forced a handcuffed woman to have sex with him was sentenced to 90 days in jail, followed by 4 years on probation after admitting the sexual assault.
And it's hashtag good cops story.
Yes.
Yeah.
The victim, however, has been left with PTSD. No fucking kidding. The victim told Broomfield police that she had gone to the emergency room at a hospital the night before after self-admitting for alcoholism, according to an affidavit about the 2017 incident. The hospital staff called the police to report the woman had stolen something from the ER, and Curtis Lee Argenbright, age 41, and this guy looks like a fucking rapist, was dispatched. The hospital decided not to press charges against the woman, and Argenbright was supposed to take the woman home. But on the way to her house, she says a sexual assault took place. Argenbright stopped his police patrol car during the ride home, ordered her out of the vehicle, and forced her to have sex on the front of the car while she was still handcuffed. He then made her perform oral sex on him before driving her home, warning her she better not tell anyone about this, and then handed her his business card, telling the victim to call me sometime.
And this is not Florida.
This is Colorado.
This sounds exactly like a Florida rapist cop story I covered.
Yeah, this is Colorado.
All right.
So she returned to the hospital the following day to say she'd been sexually assaulted. Officers from the Broomfield police were called to bring a rape kit. Addressing the incident when it first came to light in August 2017, Police Chief Tim Carlson said Argenbright's actions had a devastating impact on the officers. No, the fuck it didn't. Shut the fuck up. The alleged contact described in this arrest sickens my soul. Shut the fuck up. You're lying. That it describes the conduct of an on-duty officer in my department has left me numb. The impact on the victim in the case is something I can't begin to imagine. Did you peep that how he said, though, the conduct of an on-duty officer? So would it have been fucking different if he was off-duty? Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Then he wouldn't have sullied the fucking already very good name of good police. They have such a reputation now.
Yes.
This
yes, they do.
One bad apple.
Yeah.
How
yes.
dare.
How dare. Argenbright was then arrested while suspended without pay and has since resigned from the Westminster Police Department. So, 90 days. That's like what? Like a Brock Turner sentence?
Brock Turner? Yeah. What? Brock Turner did what? 6 months? Banged out 6 months?
I thought he got 6 months and he got out early.
Well, he had to keep swimming.
Yeah, had to keep swimming.
Yeah. Fucking,
just keep swimming.
Archive chat space, winecellarmedia.com on the Facebooks, Facebooks Live, and doobadoo, Sophia Loco talking about the previous story. So he's a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, on top of everything else, yeah.
I know the internet abbreviations.
Good job, William.
Lisa Loco makes me want to bring back the old bandana pictures.
Yeah.
Said, I'm not sure reindeer boobs qualifies as not bad, but it's also not rape.
It's and, also not good, ma'am.
We got tagged in that. That is a something.
It is on Becky Lives Matter now.
Mohana, the dancer of all dancers, said, I believe it since it's from Broomfield, Colorado.
Oh, they have a reputation.
It said, a cop with a soul. Got six, served three. And Jan Loco said Colorado ashamed. Even the dachshund dogs.
The dachshund
shaking
dogs are
their
ashamed.
Heads. You know what?
Are they making the Anthony Wiener face?
Fucking Anthony fucking Wiener. Damn, you just put that guy back in my head.
Only because every time somebody says the dachshund dog, somebody has a dog making that face, that like disappointed face.
Ugh.
I'm like, aw.
All right. What in the holy heck darn else? I should mention, because we just said reindeer boobs and somebody listened to the podcast is like, oh, rewind back to that. What is that? Apparently there's, and I could have swore I'd seen this before, but I scrubbed it from my memory. I just sort of, I got some affordable whiskey and got that out of there. And it's like a sweater. Which, the idea of a sweater is it's cold outside. It yes. has the word sweat in it. You want to be warm in this thing. Yes. But then, if you are a breasted person, you can have a hole in the sweater to where a breast can be out of it.
Yes.
Even though it's winter and it's cold. And,
yes.
And then put, like, ornaments or art supplies or something on it to
supplies.
Yeah, you get a little artsy fartsy here.
Uh-huh.
And kind of make a reindeer face out of your breast, if you will.
Yes.
All right, try not to be crass here.
Yeah, there's a here is a picture if you want, I think, if it'll load. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I'm check it out. This is my Tumblr page. What the fuck? That's not even a sweater. That. Well, that's like Lil' Kim at the video music business.
Basically.
All right, see if we get fucking kicked off your media spaces. I have to hold it to two cameras, folks.
Yes. So, that's what people are doing. And yeah. Oh, but men are doing it, too.
Okay, this...
you should show the men one, because nipples are different somehow.
So, cis men. Yeah, right? So, they actually shouldn't even have the nose on there.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
That could actually be a political statement on some... what's it called? Hashtag free the nipple.
Free the nipple.
Yeah, cis men getting involved. They're having a good time. This is damn near a white on white crime story. I swear to fuck, it kind of is.
Kind of is.
This guy has on a V-neck.
Oof.
I'm judging.
Oof. So yeah, you don't want a reindeer on your nipple?
No, I have hairy nipples. I don't want to be putting shit on them. Because you have to put a clamp on there, right? What if I go to remove it and that shit gets caught on the hair?
Just put some tape around it.
And you know, I'm black. Like, I have nappy nipple hair.
Just put it around it.
I'm not catching my naps in a clamp. Jesus. This lady.
Sounds like a euphemism for something. All right.
Catch your naps in a clamp.
It does.
All right. Everyone's having a good time. You have the Huffington Post out.
Yeah, because we mentioned, I don't think we covered the whole story about that Dutch guy who is 69 years old but says being old is ruining his dating prospects, so he, like, sued a court to allow them to make his age legally younger, because he feels younger.
He just sued. He didn't win, right?
Today he lost.
Okay, I was like, that's fucking, like... Male privilege is already bad enough, yo. Like, if you get to fucking redo your age.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make you not look like you.
Nigga, we all have questions, okay? Last month, motivational speaker Emile Ratelband filed a lawsuit against the Dutch government requesting his birthday be switched from March 11th, thank you for the advertisement, 1949 to March 11th, 1969. On Monday, a court in the Netherlands city of Arnhem rejected his age-changing application, saying that while Ratelband is, quote, at liberty to feel 20 years younger than his real age and act accordingly, actually changing the birth certificate is not possible. Amending his birth date would cause 20 years of records to vanish from the register of births, deaths, marriages, and registered partnerships. This would have a variety of undesirable legal and societal implications.
Wait, 1969? That's what he went for?
Yeah.
Dude, that still makes you older than NWA. I mean, the actual age of the members. Okay? Now, let me go ahead and look it up. Let's make sure I'm correct. Right? I'm pretty sure Ice Cube is not a young lad. Ice Cube, O'Shea, Jackson. Let's go ahead and do a Yahoo search here.
Uh-huh.
I spelled O'Shea very wrong.
Wow.
Skibbity flibbity dibbity doo.
You know how to spell O'Shea?
He was born in 1969.
Does he want to be Ice Cube? Who doesn't want to be Ice Cube?
You don't look like Ice Cube.
No,
is his picture on there?
I will find it after I read the story.
All right, she's going to dig it up. Can you tell me the name? I'll look.
Yeah, his name is Emile Ratelband.
Emile Ratelband.
Yes. Ratelband initially wanted to drop 2 decades off his age to improve his chances on Tinder. He said, quote, I feel much younger than my age. I am a young god. I can have all the girls I want, but not after I tell them I'm 69.
What? Fuck this guy. Oh, yeah, I found, pictures of him are not hard to find if you just search his name. Yeah, go ahead and dig up this guy's images. He was really going for Ice Cube's age.
Yes. He also said, I feel young, I'm in great shape, and I want to be legally recognized because I feel abused and discriminated against because of my age. He compared his attempt to turn back the clock to identifying as transgender. We live in a time where you can change your name and gender. Why can't I decide my own age? In its ruling, the court said changes to the law that allow a person to change gender take place after the issue was debated globally and noted Ratelband is the only person advocating for legal age change, according to the BBC. The court ruling said Ratelband had other legal means at his disposal if he felt he was truly a victim of discrimination. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And the archive chat space getting a little active.
Yes.
I would say it's like Actify-ish in some level.
Really?
There's Britain Loco coming up in the joint again. Said, need to do with a link. I can't really see what's in the link. What
oh,
up?
Okay. Oh, here's the picture if you want
to. Ah, yes. Oop, hitting my microphone.
Don't hit all the right. microphone.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, this is the guy. He wants to be the same age as Ice Cube on paper. Let me go ahead and put it to the YouTube camera as well. Yeah, that's the guy. All right. Britain Loco put up a link, and it looks like it has to do with rape culture and said need to do more research, but 75 days for a plea agreement after sexually assaulting seniors.
Ooh.
Mohana the Dancer left a couple of comments saying, you could magic shave, bro. I think talking about me with my fuzzy nips.
Yes.
I leave them as is. You know, I just, the hair came there when I was 17 and I was like, well, this is me now. Like, that's just what's happening. I'm gonna let nature be natural.
Mm-hmm.
Rock the nappy. Sophia Loco, fuck that entitled arsehole.
Yes.
And Mohana the Dancer came back and made a point here. Trans people can't even get people to recognize their gender, but this nigga thinks he can sue to be younger.
Yes.
Fool. Lisa Loco, very long-winded.
We agree. We concur.
And Sophia Loco, sounding like me more and more every day, he needs to shut up and die alone.
Okay.
And you know what? That Lisa Loco with a good book title, Why Are White Men?
Girl, we all have questions. We all would not like to know.
And when Phoenix Collider, I need to get you the Teespring information so you can make Sophia's t-shirt, Black Nipples Matter.
Yes, I will make that t-shirt.
And then we'll mostly make money off that with white hipsters buying it.
Probably.
And that's just going to be going on.
That's okay.
All right.
It's okay. It happens. If you happen to be a ground beef person, an Arizona company is expanding a recall for ground beef to include more than 12 million pounds of raw beef products. I can't even begin to, like, visualize how much 12 million pounds is. I really can't.
Jeez, that's a lot of fucking burritos, man. I love eating meat, nigga.
Yeah, we're not going to be eating meat for a while. Or not ground beef for a while.
Wait, where'd it come from?
It's fucking everywhere.
Ah, damn it. Really?
Yeah.
What if I boil it? It's no good if I boil it.
Just get some ground turkey, nigga. What the
What's
fuck?
What's wrong with the E. coli?
Salmonella.
Ah, man, that ain't shit. I can eat that.
Nigga.
I'm
ground chicken, nigga.
Ah, damn. She doesn't let me do anything. That fucking, that white man thinks he's being oppressed.
Happy wife, happy life. So the beef products were packaged from July 26th through September 7th and were distributed at retail locations nationwide. The recall expansion includes an additional 5 million pounds of raw beef products due to concerns about salmonella contamination. The number of people who have reported becoming ill has soared to 246 patients in 26 states, said officials on Tuesday. The initial food recall was announced by the U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service in early October to include 6 million pounds of beef products. Tuesday's edition brings the total recall to 12,093,000 pounds of ground beef. And authorities say that they're now concerned some of it isn't in consumers' freezers. The affected products were produced and packaged in an Arizona facility owned by JBS Tolleson from July 26th through September 7th and shipped to many retailers under brand names. Some include Cedar River Farms Natural Beef, Comnor Perfect Choice, Gourmet Burger, Grass Run Farms, Natural Beef. Whew.
Natural Birth?
Natural Birth. That would be a little awkward.
Beef Birth.
Beef Birth.
That's fucking tough. Is that like Buff Babies?
That's when you can actually eat the placenta for real.
All right. Do we have Worcestershire sauce?
Yes.
Nigga, I've been hungry in my day. It is not... like, I get hungry enough, it's going down.
JVS Generic, Showcase, and Walmart. And then if you look on WineCellarMedia.com, they actually have a link to every single brand and most of the stores it's gone to. The recall notice didn't provide a full list of states where people were sickened, but according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the case map was updated November 15th, showed at least 66 cases infected in California, 13 in Texas, 42 in Arizona, and then several other states, including Connecticut, Illinois, and Massachusetts, all have other cases. No known cases have yet been reported in New York or New Jersey, but are suspected. Right, so salmonella can cause diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever within 3 days of eating contaminated product, and the illness may last up to 7 days. While most people recovered, those with weakened immune systems are likely to need hospitalization.
Oh, diarrhea, that's okay. That's just a cleansing. I can handle that. Archive chat space, niggas is having a good time. Britain Loco, the Gadsden, came through, said a Bentonville AR, I think that's Arizona, an Arizona man. That owned and assisted a living facility was sentenced to 75 days for sexual. So, okay, that's what Britain Loco linked to in the in the archive chat space, winecellarmedia.com on the Facebooks. And Sophia Loco is laughing at you in particular.
Me? What did I do?
I don't know, but that's what she does. It's a battle of the light skins.
She can't laugh at me. Where's the light skin solidarity?
Mohana the Dancer said, I'm suspicious of all these recalls during the holiday season. What's that about? I don't know if is it something that's just been leading up to with, ever since 2010 when they, the Tea Party wave and just more deregulation.
Yeah, that has
and whatnot.
A lot to do with it, actually.
I think it's a lot of the deregulation.
Well, Trump has also, since he's been in office, been deregulating shit left, right, and center. So that has a lot to do with it. Because it was, I put it on the website and also on Reading in the Shade a couple days ago. Fucking cake mixes got recalled. Because they were contaminated. Yeah, fucking cake mixes got recalled for being contaminated. Now the beef, I think 2 weeks ago it was fucking romaine lettuce.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of shit, and I think a lot of it, honestly, is just from shit being deregulated.
Yeah.
White supremacy is a suicide cult.
One of you folks, I think I may have missed your comment. That's my bad all the way. Sophia Loco said, William tells the truth about everybody all the time. Lisa, that may not be the exact
That's
verbatim.
That's probably not
quote.
What she said.
It's like a Bernie Sanders headline on CNN. You know how it is.
Uh-huh.
Lisa Loco said, 2,000 pounds equals one ton. So 6,000 tons, which is like 8,000 cows, just for your information. Fucking nerds.
8,000 cows. But how many gators would that be?
Gators? You got to ask a pimp with a big shoe collection.
Oh, you got to ask somebody who's been to Gatorland.
Oh, fuck, Gatorland. Yep, and Jan Loco said, there's no lettuce at my store, and I am sad about that, as you are about the beef. Yeah, I'm I'm a carnivorous, like, at work today. Like, it was not really a 9-hour meeting, but in my head, that's what the fuck that was, just in the conference room for 9 motherfuck hours, and they bring you food that they think is a good idea to order. And I grabbed 2 pieces of chicken and I grabbed like 4 potato slices, and I filled the rest of the plate with just the sliced beef meat, steak slice, whatever the fuck it was.
Like the roast beef.
And I had none of the bread. I just ate a gang of meat and a cookie.
What kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip, nigga.
Oh, I love chocolate chip cookies.
Shit, yeah.
Sugar cookies are good too, though.
Lisa Loco says, you know nobody likes you, right? I make sure of it. Like, you know how fucking the fucking Salvation Army is all fucking transphobic, homophobic, fucking Christian assholes.
Yes.
We were walking out of the Walmarts, and one of them's just ring-a-dinging that fucking bell, and I had like 2 or 3 pennies in my pocket, and I threw them on the ground at their feet, because fuck the Salvation Army.
Fuck the Salvation Army.
And then, like, you heard, like, somebody was like, oh, nice, thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, yeah, I make damn sure nobody likes me.
I think she meant that to me, because I've been making fun of her for Gatorland all day. yeah, I have. hurt you.
Hold up. Jan Loco said that Trump also deregulated irrigation water.
Yes.
And now they got no salad. Holy shit. Yeah, irrigation water.
Because that's how that shit happened. Because all the romaine lettuce, or most of the romaine lettuce, were from California. That's how it happened, was the irrigation water.
Fuck. That's like deliberately checked, because California is like, what, the third largest economy in the world?
I thought they were fifth, but yeah.
Oh, I could be all the way incorrectified.
I mean, that's still pretty high.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, lettuce is not going to fuck them over, but fucking with irrigation water is going to fuck with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, more stuff, more things.
So, Brett Favre, everyone's favorite NFL player who has a goofy-ass last name that does not phonetically match the way it sounds, got duped into making an anti-Semitic video.
I want to see the video, and I want to, like, how did this happen?
You can't, I'm going to tell you how it happened, but you can't see the video.
That's goofy. Everybody always wants to take everything down. Take everything down. The internet is supposed to be where
stuff goes forever.
Yeah, but then again,
fucking join like a fucking Stormfront or some shit. One of them niggas has it.
But then again, there's fucked up shit that's on there forever too. So I always, you know, have my first thought, then have my second thought that critiques my first thought.
I mean, but if, I bet you if you join some fucking, like, right-wing, you know, fucking 4chan, whatever, one of them has it. Because it's only, like, a 30-second video.
Lisa Loco was suspicious of the duped part.
No, actually duped because just fucking niggas don't know things. All right, so former NFL quarterback. No, because this is something I've been harping on. It's like, people need to acknowledge that white supremacists exist and start getting familiar on, like, at least a basic level with their language and shit like that and their symbols. And people just refuse to do it because they're like, no, it's like 10 guys on 4chan who live in their mother's basement. It's like,
no, these are grown-ass adults. Like, those QAnon people are grown-ass adults.
And so, like, this is something that's been bothering me. Like, because I keep seeing people on Twitter with, like, the... Well, David Pakman talks about it, like, the three parentheses around the name. Mm. And I was like, y'all know this is, like, anti-Semitic shit, right? Like, this person is trying to bait you into an anti-Semitic debate because they put this around a person's name, meaning they're Jewish, and they don't mean it in a good way. You know, but people just...
Yeah.
No, it's like 10 trolls on 4chan just trying to make people mad. It's not like really a problem, guys. The fuck it is. All right, so former NFL quarterback Brett Favre was duped into filming a video message for a hate group over the weekend. The Hall of Famer said in a Facebook post on Saturday he was sickened to discover what the recording was actually for. Favre said he received a request on November 22nd to record a shout-out supporting what seemed to be a U.S. veterans organization on Cameo, a company that allows personalized video greetings from celebrities for a fee. Days later, Favre, who supports various military causes, recorded the script, which contained coded anti-Semitic references. The group used Cameo, an app that will allow users to pay celebrities to record short video messages. So these niggas paid for this themselves, first of all. Favre was paid to read a message that was intentionally written not to raise suspicions, but still appeal to members inside anti-Semitic groups. In the video, he said, quote, Brett Favre here with a shout out to the Handsome Truth and the GDL boys. You guys are patriots in my eyes, so keep waking them up and don't let the small get you down. Keep fighting too, and don't ever forget the USS Liberty and the men and women who died on that day. God bless and take care. So how many people, I'm just curious, how many people could spot all the anti-Semitism in that message?
No, you don't know. I'm not that good at it myself.
Okay, well, here we go. So the term waking up is used by anti-Semitic, men's rights, and right-wing extremist groups to espouse red pill ideology. All right, so we have that. Ideology claims groups are trying to assert control over white men, and white men have to take part in a resistance against them by waking up. Don't let the small get you down is a coded phrase. Small is an anti-Semitic reference to yarmulkes, right? And finally, the script that Favre read referenced the USS Liberty, a dog whistle for anti-Semites. The U.S. research ship was attacked by Israel during the Six-Day War in 1967, killing 34 U.S. soldiers when it was mistaken by Israeli forces for an Egyptian ship. And finally, the GDL boys who commissioned the video turn out to be an anti-Semitic group who go by the name Goyim Defense League. And of course, Goyim is a Hebrew word for someone who is not Jewish.
Huh.
Yeah, there's... Kind of a lot going on. There's a lot going on in that, like, fucking, like, three-sentence video.
They're obsessed with it. Just be honest. Just say, I don't like white people that are subclassified as Jew.
Which is weird, but,
which
you know.
Which only know if they tell you.
Generally, yeah. Oh, I got called an anti-Semite so much on Twitter for saying that. Because I pointed out, because somebody's like, how come, this was like right after Charlottesville, and people were like, how come you're not as concerned about, you know, people like vandalizing, like Jewish cemeteries? And I was like, because right now these same people are trying to just kill black people and brown people. With Jewish people, they don't know. That's why they're fucking up the cemeteries, because otherwise they don't know who's Jewish.
They have to go to the synagogue.
Right.
Like the guy that went in the, what was it, Kroger?
The Kroger store, yeah.
Yeah, and shot a couple of black people. That's because he could tell they were black kind of easily.
Right.
All right. The archive chat space, niggas is hitting it up. Dooba dooba doo doo doo. Mohana the dancer says, also thinks that, you know what, the deregulation could be hitting shit up. Da 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 da. Skippy flop boop bop bibbity doo. Irrigation water. I went back too far. The dancer loco said, I had a friend that worked at a Gatorland wrestling gators.
A what?
And yes, he was. And yeah, Lisa Loco says you're a gator hating ass.
What do they do? They do anything useful?
Yeah, they make white on white crime stories so that we can fucking put these episodes out and get these clicks. Sophia Loco said, so like capitalists will literally choose not to text their water, but if they're not legally required to do it. And what Sophia Loco doesn't understand is the water never texts back anyway. I got the typo. I took advantage of a chance to make a dad joke. I did. Jan Loco replying to Sophia Loco. Ah, shit, I scrolled wrong.
Uh-oh.
Said, saved farmers, does that say 10 million or 18 million? 18 million and cost hundreds of millions in losses. Idiotic.
Short-term gains, long-term loss. That's like how capitalism works in general, no?
And Sophia Loco said gators eat foolish white boys. They're good with
them.
They do. Maybe we should start putting some gators outside some frat houses.
You know what? I'm not opposed.
Maybe we could squeeze in another story.
Sure.
Hey.
What have I got here? Oh, all right.
I'm gonna read this one.
William.
Yes.
The perpetrator of the crime is not white.
Not
so hold your responses till the end.
I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right. A man who attacked a Latino father and son after claiming they were part of the Mexican mafia has been charged with aggravated assault, but a Utah state law prevents them from being charged with a hate crime.
Well, is it because he assumed gang affiliation?
No. Allendale Covington, 50 years old, faces 4 felony accounts of aggravated assault as well as several weapons and drug charges, according to Salt Lake County jail records. He allegedly beat Jose Lopez, 51, and his son Luis, 18, with a 5-foot metal pole outside the family's tire shop last week.
Wait, in Salt Lake?
Mm-hmm.
It's Utah?
Mm-hmm.
And he's black?
Mm-hmm.
Black?
Mm-hmm.
In Utah?
Mm-hmm.
50 fucking years old?
Mm-hmm.
And has deep concerns about the Mexican mafia?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga doesn't make sense. In general, I don't think anything he does makes sense. If I saw that nigga eating the apple, I'd be like, the fuck is wrong with that apple that you like it? This nigga's weird.
Covington reportedly said, I'm gonna kill someone before swinging the pole at the 2 men, according to police logs. Luis was struck in the head and transferred to a local hospital. His father sustained a laceration on his forearm. Veronica Lopez, the daughter, told the Tribune that her father Jose and brother Luis felt targeted by the attacker, who also shouted, I hate Mexicans and I'm here to kill a Mexican, before asking if they were part of the Mexican mafia. Her father, who immigrated to Utah of all fucking places from Mexico, has owned a tire business for 4 years. I came out to ask if he needed anything, and the first thing he said to me was, you guys killed my fucking daughter, said Luis Lopez. Covington later told police the Mexican mafia had been after him since 2008, and he went to Lopez Tires to see if the people in to see if they knew people in the gang, because they all know each other, by which he meant Mexicans all know each other.
Mm-hmm. All of them?
Yes.
Dude, my coworkers don't even know each other's names. They're always like, oh, you know, Chiquita. I'm like, nigga, Maria. You shitting me? You can't remember that? Fuck out of here. Yeah, what the fuck? Wait, yeah.
Salt Lake Police City Detective Greg Wilking told the Tribune it appears Covington was under the influence of drugs under the attack and may also have some mental health issues that cloud his judgment. As for whether or not this is a hate crime, Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill said, there is no legal remedy in place because we will never know how to get to that analysis. Gill told NBC News it would not be possible to charge Covington with a hate crime due to a Utah law that limits hate crimes to misdemeanor assaults.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I'm illing on this nigga, this could be an ableism story as well.
He's been in prison before.
All right.
So he's had a certain amount of life.
Is that where he met the Mexican mafia?
That very well could be.
All the ones that know each other, they have walkie-talkies on a really good signal?
They do.
Okay.
They do. They have those fucking two-ways.
No, fuck, two-way do. Slam! Those things were so fucking loud.
They were. Yeah, I mean, there is, like, the story behind the story of him, like, what the fuck? Because police still haven't confirmed he even has a daughter.
Well, he said killed, so that would be had.
Had a daughter? There has been no confirmation he has had any children.
Does he have pictures?
No. Not of his daughter, no. So, like, there's that story, like, did he just go to jail and came out, like, seriously fucked up? Does he have a mental illness he's supposed to be getting treated for? I don't know.
Well, jail rehabilitates people.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll follow that to put up. But also, the other story here, Utah law won't let you charge someone with a hate crime if they felony assault someone. Which is like, so only a misdemeanor, not a felony? Because you think a hate crime would be a fucking felony.
Nah. People don't do something bad enough to you to be a felony if they hate you. That's only if they're relatively disgruntled with the, you know, the hot dog heaven down the street from their house closed.
Right, right. Jose Lopez received 8 stitches in his arm and his back was severely bruised due to the assault, while his son Luis had a 3-hour surgery to place a titanium plate in the front of his face to attach to bones to keep his eyeball in place.
How the fuck hard did he hit that nigga?
He hit him with a fucking iron pole. I mean,
iron is pretty heavy.
Yeah. There's been an online fundraiser that has received more than $35,000 for the family. If you go to winesellermedia.com, there's a link to it at the bottom of the story. And the last thing Gil, the district attorney, says is there a statute on the books that says there's hate crimes? Yes. Is it applicable? No. It's false hope.
You're one of the people who says applicable?
That was the quote from the guy. I didn't say that.
Oh, I say applicable.
Oh, yeah, I say applicable.
Oh, man.
I do.
We got mad beef. I might interchange. I'll have to listen to myself.
I think we also disagree on how we say pecan, no? Are you a pecan? Yeah, you're a pecan person.
I think I'm more likely to say pecan.
It's a pecan, dude.
How's it spelled?
Like pecan.
Nigga, I'm about to Yahoo search this shit. What is
P-E-C-A-N.
The
pecan?
What's the new homie on Twitter call you?
Wine cellar lady.
Wine cellar lady. Wine cellar lady and wine cellar man. And we are some fucking cis superheroes. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it says pecan.
It's a pecan.
Nuh-uh. That says pecan.
It's a pecan.
Even the pronouncing.
You can't even say the state that you spent most of your childhood living in properly. Shut up.
You can't.
Washington?
Pacific Washington? Northwest.
Can you say Washington?
It's called Oregon Territories.
Washington.
Chief.
Washington.
Chief.
You can't even say Washington.
You can't say Tacoma.
I just said, I can say Spokane.
She is wrong. It's not Spokane. It's Spokane.
Spokane.
Jesus Christ. And it's a potato bug. Not
it's
a
roly-poly.
It's not. Jesus Christ. All she does is be wrong about things.
It's and a pecan.
What is Lisa talking about? Said it's a pecan. Oh, man.
Niggas in the South always got to be doing some extra ass shit.
Ow, that might be the Scotland thing.
You say caramel. How do you say caramel? How do you say caramel? You say caramel?
I say it all the ways. I interchange all of them. Caramel, 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 caramel. I say it all the ways. Whew. Yeah.
Caramel, roly-polies, Washington. Pecans.
Get the archive chat space on the way out of here. Britain Loco said 1.8% of the population in Utah is black.
Damn.
A get out type situation.
And especially, and then so many fucking Mormons are out there too. Oh, you're just stuck around white people who are Mormons? Fuck no! Oh, shit.
And Sophia Loco said misdemeanor assault, but race is a federally protected class. But is Mexicans national, right? Not racial? I don't know.
I think that would be an ethnicity, but if that was the case, it would have to be a federal charge. The state can't charge him with a hate crime. It would have to be a federal case.
Ethnicity similar to race?
I think that they all count as protected.
Okay. All right.
Under the statute, I think.
Phoenix Cluna knows stuff about things. Okay, and Sophia Loco also said it's an orbital fracture. So it's what happened to Darren Wilson.
But not really.
That picture came out of him. Nigga, I couldn't even see a fucking contusion. And then Sophia Loco said pecan pie, pecan, everything else. Oh.
Pecan pie?
Enter and esting. Mm-hmm. But then it would be like pecan beer. Phoenix Leader drinks beer and won't admit it.
I don't drink beer. Beer is disgusting.
Mike's Hard Lemonade is beer.
It's Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's not beer.
Yeah, it is. It's beer.
Can I just tell these people something happy before we leave?
No, you drink gussied up beer. I think it's that's happy enough for them.
Beer.
Yeah, you do. You drink beer with rouge.
It's
whatever.
It's not beer. Springfield, Illinois, the capital, right?
Yeah.
They have all their holiday shit out in front of the Capitol building. There's a nativity scene for Christmas, a menorah for Hanukkah. And an apple with a snake coiled around it from the Chicago Satanic Temple. And it's called Snake Jevity.
Because if you get to have your shit, we get to have our shit.
It amuses me. And it says on it, knowledge is the greatest gift. I like it. I can dig it.
Mohana the Dancer said, neither of you are right. It's pecan. And like heavy on the con.
It's not.
And Lisa Loco. Oh, okay, Lisa Loco, we got that one. Spokane. Yeah, Mohana the Dancer. Phoenix Cleaver.
Spokane.
Wrong.
Spokane.
Ooh, excuse me. Pronunciation of caramel depends on the type of light skin you're talking about.
Oh.
God damn, that's a t-shirt for your ass. And Lisa Loco said it's beer.
It's not. Really, you're going to trust the person who goes to Gatorland?
Lisa Loco knows about beer.
Because she's Scottish?
No, because Lisa Loco already knew about shower beer before Kyle Kinane had bits out.
Everybody knew. I guarantee you Kyle Kinane knew about shower beer before that, too. We just didn't have the bit together yet.
No, Kyle Kinane didn't know about shower beer until he saw Lisa Loco post about it.
Really?
And he was like, God damn.
It's not beer.
All right, we got it. Oh, the Dancer Loco, Mohana the Dancer, said it's malt liquor. Just like, oh, so you drink, when I'm
it
drinking.
It is malt liquor. I wasn't even going to say all that. But yeah, it's actually malt liquor.
So when I'm drinking OE and you're drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade,
I'm drinking Femme malt liquor.
Uh-huh.
But it's not beer. It's malt liquor.
It's Femme, but it's not cis. All right, it's just Femme. Just let it be. Just let it be. All right. And Mohana the Dancer said, I love shower beer. Props, Lisa Loco. All right, we got to get the heck darn out of here. This is WineCellarMedia.com. And I did hear Phoenix Kalita say, if you go to WineCellarMedia.com, they have the link. I like that.
Oh, well.
I like how you said that was good wording. And
it's a non-binary website.
And this is Phoenix Kalita's job. The debit card is in her pocket, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I think she just got some liquid plumber with her money from her job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take money from my job and get her another hooded sweatshirt. She be hurting hooded sweatshirts.
This is in perfect condition. I don't know what you're talking about.
One more on the way out. Sophia Loco said, some states categorize things as malt liquor depending on alcohol content, even if it's not actually malt beverage. God damn, we some nerds up in here. This is the shit. All right, man. Y'all motherfuckers, please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Finish.
Yeah. I dropped the chapstick again.
Oh, you dropped the chapstick again.
I did drop the chapstick again.
You didn't even wait until I could stop the YouTube recording to drop the chapstick.
No.
God damn it. There we go. Podcast audio. What is your deal? Huh? What's going on, podcasters? Huh? What are you waiting for? You sitting there?
Who the fuck are you talking to?
People that listen to podcasts. Yo, they like to tune the fuck in to the Wine Cellar podcast and see you forgot another segment for y'all ass. With a funky ass Dre beat on a Rascast instrumental that'll hit your temple and get up in your mental and make your brain go dead, cause you heard them niggas get on the mic and flex. It's the Black Podcast Wine Cellar Media. Y'all not even seeing a nigga that'll speed on ya. And then I creep up on ya quick and swift. Lay your niggas on the concrete down like this. That didn't make too much sense. Then you got turd stomped. Turd stomped? Fuck it, that's better than curb stomped. Because you had to deal with the shit, the doo-doo in your face. You ain't fucking with this, the boo-boo you wanna hate. You better grab your toilet papes, the paper, and... That's... Alright, Wine Cellar motherfunkers.